Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on Kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Having a discussion about business, people finding gold under their property cuckoo. But for South Africans in general, it's a big week. Budget speech, and then of course employment figures coming out. What are we looking forward to the most?
It's a huge week ahead, and I guess we're all looking forward to hearing National Treasury and the Finance Minister, Enoch Godongwana, present South Africa's budget plans for the year ahead. Now, this one is quite unique because it's the first time that we'll be hearing from the Finance Minister under the Government of National Unity. And this time, it's also brought about a lot of complex issues to the table. Naturally, key themes like our tax revenues will certainly be the highlight of the day. Bear in mind that this also is fairly cyclical. One of our largest contributors to tax has to be the personal income tax. Of course, not forgetting that, but corporate taxes also play a huge role. And in the last few years, when the mining houses have performed incredibly well off of bumper profits on higher commodity prices, they've paid higher taxes. And last year, our tax revenue breached the 1.7 billion rand mark. So there's ongoing concerns whether or not we'll be able to maintain those revenue targets. But beyond that, it's how we will spend it. As we know, there's been a strong focus as well on economic reforms, the support that we offer to state-owned entities like Eskom and Transnet, whom we understand just might go back to National Treasury and ask for a lot more backing, as well as financial support, despite the shift in their strategy to incorporate private sector participation. Coupled with that, it will be interesting to also hear the minister comment on any trade relation concerns, largely with the US. We heard about it from the president in the State of the Nation address. We've been watching and monitoring the news headlines regarding Trump's administration and policies taken against South Africa and the African continent. And we're well aware that the government has already prepared to send an envoy to Washington and other capitals worldwide just to clarify South Africa's foreign and domestic policy. So it's a key one that we're going to listen to. Many moving parts that we need to pay attention to, but of course also a heightened focus on municipalities and how they're looking to manage their debt. All eyes will be on that this coming Wednesday. But before that, we'll also have the print of the quarterly labor force survey, an indicator really of South Africa's unemployment rate. And if anything, I think December might see a slight uptick, typically because that's where we do see increased participation in the economy, largely when it comes to jobs in the retail space. But bear in mind that those are also very short-term jobs that don't translate into a tangible enough shift in terms of unemployment figures in South Africa.
Okay. Now, last week we spoke about coffee, but cocoa, also a gold mine, and some people have already made a lot of money out of this over the last year and a half.
Bruh, we've been talking about this for quite some time. It seems like everything's going up. Mm-hmm. If it's not coffee, it's definitely cocoa. And many of you might have actually witnessed this when it comes to buying any kind of chocolates or sweet treats. I actually mentioned this on Kaya Biz the other day when I was comparing the price of Lindt chocolates, and they've gone up substantially. But what we are seeing is that the price of cocoa has actually soared by between 10 to 20% in the last year. That's largely because the price in terms of the raw commodity, the actual fruit and ingredient, largely from places like Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana as well, has actually increased to a record high of more than $12,000 per metric ton. Bear in mind, a metric ton is 1,000 kilograms, so this is quite substantial. The concern here again takes us back to weather and climate shifts. Much like we see with the Arabica coffee beans in Brazil and they struggling with their harvests, the same thing is happening within parts of the west of the continent, where unfortunately due to poor rain conditions, they've actually seen a lack of supply. And of course, back to economics 101, any kind of hindrance in terms of supply shoots up demand and as a result plays an influence on the pricing. It's been interesting to see that this has filtered down to a number of the chocolate manufacturers. Think the likes of Mondelez, Hershey's as well, and even the likes of Lindt, they've also mentioned that they have seen substantial increases that they've had to pass on to consumers in terms of their pricing, just to make sure that they are able to meet their margins. When it comes to traders, though, cocoa futures, which is a contract in terms of the price of the commodity, have also gone up at least 143% in the last year. So if anything, people are making big bets off of the bitter taste that chocolate might be leaving in our mouths as consumers.
Okay. And so what are the markets looking like?
Well, the JSE All Share Index is expected to open up from levels of 88,717 points. Currency-wise, we've actually been trading very steadily, despite the ongoing concerns regarding South Africa's trade relationship with the US. We had 18.35 to the greenback, 23.11 to the pound sterling, and against the euro, we had 19.26.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.